is TechStrong TV.
Hello, and welcome to TechStrong TV. I'm Bonnie Schneider. Today we're discussing tree planting as a solution for businesses seeking to make a positive environmental impact on the planet. Our guests today are co-founders Dan Ciuffo and Luca Giandornello. They are co-founders of Evertreen.com, the platform that enables users to plant trees online and track their growth via satellite and videos taken by local farmers. Welcome to you both, and thanks for joining us on TechStrong TV.
Thank you very much, Bonnie. Thank you for having us here.
Can you tell us a little bit about Evertreen, how you got started, and how this whole concept works?
Sure. Evertreen is a tree planting platform that makes reforestation a service for businesses. So this is the way we work. We first partner with organizations of farmers in different countries of the world. And we start working at reforestation projects with them. We also directly commit with them to sponsor a certain number of trees per year, because we want to grant the survival of the project over time, and also we want to make sure that they have a stable job. We then look for companies worldwide that would be willing to sponsor trees in these projects, and we work with them. So we try to add value to them, right? So we not only plant trees for them, but we try to also support them with their other needs. That can be, for example, marketing. So we help them with their marketing, or we just provide them with the transparency that they need to stay engaged over time. So try to provide transparency to them with the satellite monitoring service that we offer, with the videos from farmers, so that farmers directly take from the plantation, and also just with documentation from third-party audits. So we completely take care of the communication between farmers and international companies that farmers just wouldn't be able to do because they don't have the skills, or just because they don't have the team to do that. So we give visibility to tree planting projects. And we have succeeded in making this a service for companies that adds value to them over time.
And can you walk us through the user experience of what it's like to plant the trees, and how the growth and the progress is monitored on your platform? And I'm also interested if you can talk about how this whole process benefits local farmers.
Absolutely, I'll take this one. So Evertreen.com, we aim to make tree planting and the process as easy and accessible to everyone. So companies and individuals can plant online with just a few clicks. So it's very easy to be part of it. So once the tree is planted, users, either company or the individual, will have their own company account or individual account. And on the platform, they can track several metrics of the forest, such as, you know, the number of trees that they planted, the project and the location of the projects, the CO2, which is, you know, offset by the trees, and the working hours that we are creating for local farmers. So via the account page, users can also gift trees to other people, for example. So if you're a company, you can gift trees to your employees or to your clients, for example. So we aim to offer max transparency, and we tend to show visually the trees that are planted, as we record, as Luca mentioned, video updates when the tree are planted, or even, for example, on quarterly basis. And as you asked, you know, how does this benefit the farmers? Basically, we are creating working hours for people in countries where we plant, mostly emerging economies, for example, and therefore we are creating work for them. So working hours, and they can benefit from the fruits of the trees, for example, and also they get labor and working hours from the job that they do for us.
And can businesses request specific types of trees that they would like to plant?
Basically, the platform allows a various degrees of flexibility. So users, for example, can choose where they want to plant. So one or multiple locations, because we have projects based everywhere, really globally, in several continents, as I mentioned, in Central America, in Africa, or also in Asia. However, let me clarify that we don't support monocultures. And that's simply because we want to respect the local ecosystems, and we want to plant trees that are native of the areas where we're planting. So depending on the season, depending on the area where we're planting, we select a mix of trees that would survive in that area and would thrive, because we are looking at a long-term approach. And also, you know, we're looking at a mix of trees that will create the perfect environment for support wildlife in that area.
And Luca, can you talk to us a little bit about the technology behind the satellite monitoring system that you use?
Sure. So that's actually a third-party service, of course. We don't have our own satellite. So we use a third-party service, which is based on satellite images updated every week. So based on these images, the tool that we use is working with artificial intelligence, and it's able to detect the changes in the field, but at a very deep level. So it gives us, for example, information about the progress of the field over time, in terms of presence of trees, for example, so of green leaves. And of course, because we are planting trees, we expect fields to get greener. But it can also go much deeper. So it can give us information on the soil fertility, on the water stress at the level of the roots of trees, and also it can even detect if plants have diseases. So this is the way that we offer clients and companies to basically check on our work and see that their trees are actually there after years.
That's interesting. So they're able to check on it. And, you know, a lot of our viewers that are watching on TechStrong TV work in the tech industry. So, Dan, I was wondering if you could talk a little bit about the accuracy and reliability of the data that you're providing for on your platform.
Of course. So as Luca mentioned, we're relying on other satellites. In this case, we rely on a satellite which is called Sentinel-2 and was launched as part of the European Commission Copernicus program in 2015. So the satellite is on orbit at an average height of 800 kilometers. And because it's two satellites in orbit, they can take pictures every 5 days of the equator and every 2-3 days a middle latitude. So Sentinel-2 data provides global monitoring for environmental and security program, which has been implemented by the European Commission and the European Space Agency. So very reliable parties that we're talking about here. And data used for various reasons like land management, agricultural production and forestry, monitoring of like natural disasters and humanitarian operations. And in this case, also to monitor like forest and tree planting, as we use for.
And Luca, we talked a little bit about the data, but what about the privacy for the farmers and any other bits of information that are coming through? What measures are you taking to protect the privacy and security of that information?
Sure. So we are fully compliant with the UK data protection measures. And also companies, when they register, they can decide if they want their account, so their contribution, to be public or not. So if they decide that they want it to be public, this means that everybody can go on our platform and see that their company, so of course just the brand and the name of the company, sponsored this number of trees in these areas, and also they're able to see the GPS coordinates of the trees. But when a company chooses that, yeah, they want their contribution to stay let's say in secret for different reasons, because maybe they just don't want to communicate it or just run marketing around this, then this is also not shared. But in both cases, the data is centralized and not communicated outside the platform. And also, the same is valid for farmers. So farmers do not communicate to companies, and companies do not know the names of the farmers involved or so.
Oh, I see. That makes sense. What about AI? Is that something that you're using in this process in terms of getting insights in the health and the growth of the trees?
Absolutely. So as Luca mentioned previously, we rely on AI technology on the satellite images that we're using for monitoring purposes. In addition to that, in some of our projects, we're also adopting AI-powered tree counting measures because those represent a faster, more accurate, and cost-effective solution to count trees. And therefore, we are avoiding manual counting and potential human errors. And therefore, we aim to offer more transparency to partner companies that plant with us. We are also implementing AI further on drones, not only to count trees, but also to be able to recognize the company that the trees belong to. And this will further enhance the transparency for companies that basically choose to plant with Evertree.
And is there anything new that we can expect in terms of future technologies, Luca, that you're working on for Evertree?
Yes, actually, we are trying to implement a quite innovative system to directly geolocalize trees. So we want to provide farmers with a bracelet and planting sites with photo cells. And farmers will receive the planting orders via the bracelet. And the photo cells will automatically take a picture of the farmer just planting those trees. The bracelet we'll also collect the GPS coordinates of the tree while being planted, and this information will just be uploaded directly into the platform, and the company that sponsored those trees will be able to see it immediately.
It sounds like an interesting proposition, but I think also in the world of sustainability, where people are looking to do an environmental investment and feel positive about what they're doing. I'm sure this is one final question, but do you both feel that you're on a mission that's beyond economics, that you're helping to plant more trees and to get people more connected to nature?
Yes, so definitely yes. I mean, the purpose of Evertree is to connect companies and people to the nature. So we want tree planting to be something that everybody can do just while sitting at home, just in their free time, or that adds value to businesses. So the main purpose is that, and it has always been that.
It's definitely making a difference across the planet to have more trees. Dan, Luca of Evertree, thank you so much for joining us on Tech Strong TV. We look forward to seeing the progress of your company and all the trees that are going to be planted globally as a result. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you, Mani.
Great. All right, well, stay with us. We have more on Tech Strong TV coming up.